Sal Navarro's in here with us. He is a Montana Tactical Firearms Instruction. He is the man. If you want to take a class.
I'm going to. I'm going to go in Saturday. This time I'm actually going to get it done. I've got some help.
Proverbial poop in a group. He has it all together, man.
Fun. Yeah. What all does the course entail?
Well, the course is an NRA course we use. We use their curriculum. My insurance is through them. My training is through them. So that's what I like to use. It's a very, very well put together curriculum. And we go through about 17 chapters of different things from safety, how to store the firearms, the history of firearms, the ammunition, malfunctions of the firearms, and just a bunch of safety things. So the classroom portion is about 5 hours or so. And then once we're finished with that, we then go to a range, our new range out in Three Forks, and we have everyone qualify out there.
And the range is completed?
No, the range isn't completed. The range is in the middle of, we're building a 7,200 square foot training facility there. It'll be indoor-outdoor facility.
Hey.
But so you're going out there this Saturday?
Yeah, we're using the property right now to do our qualifications. But the
I actually got to go up to his house, his private range.
Oh,
so that was sweet. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
you're just special.
He's the man.
Special.
Yeah, he's the man.
He is the man. Okay, where is the course going? Where is it going to be? You can go online. I see to sign up, and then you go.
Right.
When you sign up,
because I think
give you
we were at Wholesale Sports last time. Is that the same place?
Yeah, we're using their classroom. They've been really, really good to us. Their Wholesale Sports has just been outstanding. Yeah. Their staff is great and a very, very nice facility there. So we're using their classroom right now. And then when we're done, we take a break for lunch. I usually go to Baja Fresh and grab something.
There you go.
And
is that yummy.
Finish our exam. It's an open book exam. We go through it. And then we go out to the range and we make sure everybody qualifies and get led through paper, make sure you're safe and understand the basic rules of firearm safety before we say, yeah, this person is qualified and to apply for their concealed firearms permit.
You know, there's so many people, and I know we've talked when you've been in here before, but I want people to understand. You always hear talk in commercials about the coveted Utah permit or the somebody that was coming through recently was, you know, good for Florida. Why do they keep throwing out all these other states as like this hook or draw to suck you into their program? What's the deal?
Well, I'm not saying it's a bad program, but what the deal is that because of the type of course they offer, you can apply in one state, Utah, and that Utah will recognize more permits than, let's say, Montana does. Montana recognizes 26 permits and 27 with Montana. So these Utah, if you go for a non-resident permit there, you can go to different states and have your permit. I think that's a good thing. But on the other hand, with our course, we put you through. We're here. We're local.
Right.
We're not leaving. If you have a question or a concern, you can call us. If you want to meet somewhere to look at a firearm to see if it's a good price or something that's going to fit you, we'll be there. Once you go through my course, you can go through it again for free. Anytime you like, as a refresher. So, you know, it's good. I think it's about a three-hour course. They just fill out paperwork. And I've never gone through one, so I can't speak specifically. I'm just telling you what I've heard. But, you know, we're always here for you, and we're really proud of that. We give some really good customer service and build some good relationships with our clients.
Yeah, and it's an awesome course. So you definitely got to do it, Kate.
I will. I'm going to do it this Saturday.
And you have a lot of other cool courses, too, I want you to throw out
there. We got a whole bunch of them. We have this coming Saturday, we have the Concealed Firearms Permit course.
Right.
And then again, in August, the 6th, we're going to have another one. And those start about, they start at 9:15, and we're done around 5 o'clock. And then we have a tactical shotgun personal defense course coming up on August 20th. And that's a lot of fun because we teach you
That's the one I'm thinking about. So
that's a lot of fun.
That's a shotgun?
Shotgun course, So that's a lot of fun. We go through a lot of different things. We explain the different types of loads. We have different materials that you can shoot through to see what different loads will do.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where you live and what your needs are, you need to know those things and how to operate the firearm effectively to make sure you're going to be able to protect yourself.
And I want to emphasize, if you don't have the firearms, they will have them rentable from these guys, or if you have a buddy or whatever.
Exactly.
But if you have something you're thinking about, I remember the class I was, I don't remember who the guy was, but he He went right downstairs at Wholesale Sports and bought, I don't know, I think he bought at least two brand new handguns that day.
I think he bought three that day.
Was it three that day?
Yeah, he was excited, yeah.
Like, man, I want to be his buddy. Holy cow.
And he's got brand new guns. Yeah,
but anyway, really awesome. You do have stuff available for people to use if they need.
We do, and we're expanding our courses too. We do the basic concealed weapons courses, and then we do the tactical handgun, tactical shotgun, mm-hmm. and tactical rifle courses, specifically AR-15s and AK-47 platform type firearms. Explain people how
look
to use
them. Look at her eyes light up.
Like a kid on Christmas morning.
Oh, oh man.
But we're also expanding our number of instructors. We just added some more instructors. One of them is a U.S. Marine Corps, retired after 30 years. He is a sniper instructor. He's taught everywhere. He was in the sandbox for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate to be able to find him. He's going to come on with us, and he's helping us construct our 1,000-yard range that we're going to have out there for rifles. So, we'll have the bulldozers out there and making some nice big berms, and mm-hmm. it'll be one heck of a facility when it's done there. We also have a lady that went through our course, a local educator, never fired a handgun before ever in her life, very nervous about it. But after she went through the course and went to the range and we spent some time with her, she was very, very proficient. She was putting one round into one hole in the target there. And she's so excited about it, and she has such a great attitude and personality that we're going to bring her on as an instructor.
Cool.
So she's looking at going to an instructor school. And we have another gentleman named Red Seibel. He's going to be coming on as one of our instructors also. So we're growing. We have a couple other guys in the wings waiting to come in. We're going to have different courses, different curriculums from handguns and shotguns and rifles, obviously, but to courses where you don't need to have a firearm, where you talk about your situation, your surroundings, and how to respond and react, and how to avoid things, situational awareness.
So how's things sitting with your new facility on
Three
Forks? What's,
it's outstanding.
Have a shell up yet?
Oh, the shell's up. Okay. The roof is up now. Okay. The siding is almost finished.
Okay.
We did a schematic there, so we have a big classroom. We applied for an FFL, so we'll be able to sell firearms and ammunition to our clients and the public there. We're going to have, I'm really excited about this, we're going to have Chase Fisher. He's an ex-military who went to a prestigious school in Colorado to get his gunsmithing licenses and all his accreditations. He did that, and we're going to have him there 5 days a week. Phenomenal gunsmith. He can do anything from bluing to repairing. He's quite adroit at all those things.
Very cool.
On site.
Cool. Yeah. If you can put your headphones on, I'm going to take this phone call.
Sounds good.
KMMS, good morning. You're on the air with Sal and Kate. Go ahead. What's your question?
Hey, this is old Charlie. I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead, Charlie.
All you people out there looking for a little home protection, there ain't nothing like the sound of a pump-action shotgun going snick, snick to some lousy SOB standing outside your door.
An 870 can't speak words, Kenny.
That's right. Yeah. You can't hear nothing about that revolver cocking, but boy, you hear that snick, snick of that pump, and I'll tell you don't see nothing but dust and feet going through the air. So have a good one.
Thanks, Charlie. All right. Well,
what
anyway.
A nice thought. But personal protection might be something that some people are looking for, and there's the sporting aspect too. Really do enjoy firearms and
so shooting. is the course gonna and your facility is gonna, you know, if people want to come out and rent time, or are you gonna have certain times that are open for public or sell memberships, or how's this gonna work?
How it's going to work is that we're going to use the facility for our clients. The business has grown tremendously. We have a lot of requests, so that's why we're having the facility all in one place, classroom, everything there. I have to mention, we're going to have a full-on kitchen and a beautiful fireplace there, so it's going to be pretty nice.
Sweet.
But so it's basically for my clients. And we're also going to open the facility up for our military, law enforcement, and security personnel to come and train. We have some other things in the works here to be able to provide that training. We have to make sure we get accredited through the state.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on that now. So basically, it is my clients. Now, if you've gone for one of my courses, then you are one of my clients. And I have no problem with folks coming out and going through the courses again, or wanting to spend time with an instructor one-on-one.
Right.
Or if we have some open time, I have no problem with my students coming and using the facility, because I know they're going to be safe for the firearms.
Right.
And as far as having the open to the general public, I'm concerned about a conflict of the amount of courses we have and what's going on. Maybe down the road we can look at that.
Yeah.
We're also looking at opening it up to archery there. I have a friend of mine from Wholesale Sports who's really into archery. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about it. So he's looking at setting up, I think they call them three-dimensional targets and those types of things there. So we want to make sure that we work it out so it's safe and so people can use it. the building is going to be such that, you know, I'd love to have folks like the Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts or Girl Scouts or mm-hmm. someone like that, an external organization that would like to use the facility there. It's going to have a large classroom, bathrooms, showers, lots of neat stuff there. So if they're someplace, they're looking for a place to help hold a meeting, mm-hmm. it's a great place to come. I'd like to open it up to those type of organizations.
That's awesome. KMMS, good morning. Question or comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, this tactical shotgun deal. When, where, and who, and how? What's the? How do you get into that?
Well, first of all, let's throw out your website, so and then we'll get into details.
Sure. The website is www.mtfi.org, and the MTFI is for Montana Tactical Firearms Instruction.
And you can find out all the classes and get signed up for the newsletter right there.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay. Right. Well, as I like to say, my tactical shotgun is my 911.
There you go.
There ain't time to get to where I am for the cops, so that's...
thanks for your call, buddy.
You bet.
All right. Anyway, go into details. Oh, let him talk about the shotgun class, if you want to mention that again.
Oh, that's...
Sure. We have the tactical shotgun class coming up on Saturday, August 20th. It's an 8-hour course. It's $175.
Okay.
And some of our competitors from Arizona, which is a great school, and Nevada, they're charging up to $1,000 plus a day.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, we don't charge that much. We're local, and we're cute.
Very cute. Yeah, actually, I'll second that.
And an all-around good guy.
Yeah, that's an all-around good guy with a really big gun. I have a quick question, though.
Sure.
Once you've taken the course and you get your certificate, you guys do not issue concealed arm permits.
Right, that's up to the sheriff.
That's
you
up to the sheriff.
You take it to the sheriff's office and turn your copy of your certificate in.
With your $50 or whatever.
$55 and your driver's license.
Yeah.
And Montana is a shall issue state, so generally within 60 days, provide you with your concealed weapons permit, unless you don't qualify, unless you're ineligible.
Makes you ineligible?
You're having major felonies or you have some major run-ins with the law, or you're deemed not to be...
mentally competent?
Yes. Thank you for saying that.
How would they? Well, I mean, I see it on real estate contracts. It says right in there, you must be mentally competent to sign the contract. Who determines mental competency?
Mark's psychologist. Doesn't he, Mark, do that for us?
Yeah.
Like for $10 a pop, he'll do that.
I'll
just
sign
kidding.
Your card for you.
Well,
anyway.
That's up to the
sheriff to determine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do all their background. They're pretty great out there.
Jim's
sheriff's
pretty
partner's
good
great
about
out
that
there.
Anyway,
yeah, they're awesome.
How long did it take for you to get your permit, Mark?
Oh, geez. A couple weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't
not
take.
Very long.
Okay. It's actually, I like to say that we've added so many customers that they're about a month and a half, 2 months
Are they right now?
Yeah,
yeah,
it used
probably.
To be 2 weeks when we first started, and now it's, you know, because we have 18 people come out at a time.
Yeah.
So we're sending 18 folks over there for them to process, and that's a lot of people for their staff to handle.
Yeah. Is so the class you take on Saturday full?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Class on Saturday, it isn't full.
No.
But you're limited to 18?
No, we can do 20 students. We'll bring in additional instructors because we like to have, actually we like to do one instructor per two students. You can do 1 to 10, but we prefer to do 1 to 2. So, you know, 1 to 2 folks. And if we need more instructors, we'll bring in more instructors out. So we're ready to rock and roll. You come on out, we'll take care of you. You have a good time. And I tell my students when they go through the course, if they think it was a waste of their time and didn't learn anything, we'll give them their money back because we don't need to make money that way.
Have you ever returned any? I can't believe you did.
Never have.
I wouldn't think so.
Never have.
They probably offered you double.
They should. Shouldn't they?
You think?
They and we're always open. There's a tip jar there. Sal's tip jar. So leave it. Just go ahead and fill that thing up.
Anything else before we wrap it up, Sal?
No.
I just appreciate your time and coming in, and I had an awesome time going through the course. I hope you do it, Kate.
I am going to this Saturday, and we meet at Wholesale Sports. It starts at about 9:15, runs for the day. It says
be there.
Oh, until
9:15.
Yeah.
Until about 5 p.m. 9:15 a.m. until about 5 p.m. It's $90 for the course.
Yep.
The website is www.mtfi.org.
Yep.
Or call 451-8275. Or you can reach Sal by email at sal@mtfi.org.
You got it.
And you can sign up. It's going to be limited to 20 students.
Mm-hmm.
And you get about a 2-to-1 ratio.
Yep.
Fantastic. I'm so excited.
Excellent.
And you have a break for lunch.
Outstanding. Hey, Mark, quick shout out to the military and law enforcement. Thank you guys for being out there. We love you guys. We appreciate you. And you guys hang in there, stay safe, and know that we support you and appreciate all that you do for us and our families and our community. God bless Montana, and God bless Gallatin Valley.